Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Recent studies at Montana State has revealed some interesting data on the impact of salt in cattle diets. Montana State Extension beef specialist Sam Wyfels talks about how increasing salt intake affects digestion and rumen fermentation on today's almanac.
We started this study, we just happened to use a pelleted 25% salt limited, to limit intake of that protein supplement. And we recorded all those animals' intake in real time. And what really stemmed a lot of our salt work is one animal in that study came up to that supplement feeder one day and ate 20 pounds of supplement at one time. And we kind of thought about that and we did the math there, and that is, came out to 5 pounds of salt that animal consumed in that one day. And that it all just stemmed from that one animal in that one instance. You're like, holy cow, if that happens, what are the implications of salt? Because we know what happens when we eat too much salt, right? You gotta go drink a bunch of water. And so that's really what stemmed it all. And so we've actually had several studies looking at different factors with salt supplements or salt limited supplements to test all that. But it really all stemmed from that one, the very first time we stuck that trailer out there and measured intake in that one animal. It stemmed a lot of questions. Like, how can that animal eat that much salt? And so the first study that we did, we actually took that same salt limited pellet and we had it in two forms. We had it one as a pellet, and then we had the company manufacture the same supplement for us in a loose meal type, both had 25% salt. And so we're wondering, was it the pelleting that allowed that animal to just not receive that negative impact right away, or what was going on there? And it turns out that that's what we think happened is, we found that when it was in a loose meal and the animals had to lick it up, and the contact of that salt to those animals' taste bud and sensory receptors on the tongue has an impact of how much supplement they're willing to consume, especially when we're looking at like a salt limited supplement. And so that was interesting. At the end of the day, even though with the masking of the salt a little bit with that pelleted supplement, they still consumed right at target intake. So I don't know that it has a, for us, it wasn't enough for us to go, hey, we're not going to use this pellet anymore per se, because they're consuming exactly the amount we want them to consume. But it is interesting from a research standpoint to know that the same supplement, whether it's pelleted or form, can have an impact on how much that animal is going to eat. The other study that we jumped into, and this is one that you've been referring to, is so if an animal does consume a bunch of salt like that, what happens? We know just, in our own human nutrition, things like that, that when we consume a bunch of salt, it obviously, has an impact on us. We want to drink more water, retain moisture. Some, people will swell up a little bit, things like that. And then when you think about the role that salt can have on being antimicrobial for food preservation and storage like that, like what's that doing in that rumen of the cow? And so we developed a digestibility study as well to go along with the grazing study I just talked about. And we looked at digestive kinetics, intake, digestibility. We even measured water intake of those animals and just looked at how salt impacts overall digestibility and how those animals perform at different varying levels of salt in terms of digestive kinetics.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.